Well, for the last few days, we've been talking about restrooms on the roadside. It started with an open letter from Doug Thompson. He joined us earlier this week to share his disgust with a rest facility near Kitwanga and Terrace. He took pictures of brown-smeared toilet seats and overflowing garbage, wanting something to be done to clean up the mess. We soon were greeted with emails and messages from other listeners throughout Northern BC who had similar horror stories. So today we wanted to find out a little bit more about what goes into cleaning up these restrooms. Ron Marshall is a district manager with the Ministry of Transportation. He is in Fraser Fort George District and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, just to start with, give us a sense of the area that you're in charge of. How many toilets are under your care?
Within the Fort George District, we go basically east of Burns Lake to the Alberta border, south on Highway 5 to roughly just north of Vavenby, and then we cover the distance between Mackenzie and Stoner. So it's a fairly large area that we cover, about 7,700 kilometers of road. In our district alone, we have about 17 rest areas, four of which are the large full-service heated ones that are maintained throughout the year. And then there are 13 of the smaller pit toilet rest areas that are located in various areas around the district.
And just to be clear, like these aren't toilets in gas stations, and these aren't going to be the ones that you find in parks. These are... How do you recognize one of the ones that's under the Ministry of Transportation's care?
Ministry rest areas are usually delineated on the side of the road. They'll have rest area head signs and so forth. And typically our rest areas are in more remote areas. Obviously, commercial businesses and communities service the folks when they're in their area. And we're aiming to try and deal with the folks that are in between those distances. So, for example, we have a full-service rest area at Slim Creek, which is roughly 130 kilometers east of here, and then it would be another 100 and some odd kilometers to the next location. So it's meant to be as open for the traveling public as it can be for those distances. And then inside or outside of that major system, there are a number of smaller pit toilets along there just for those momentary emergencies.
And when it comes to maintaining these toilets, so what do you do? How do you do it?
Well, the maintenance of the rest areas is all part of the maintenance contract, and the ministry maintenance contractors work hard to provide a safe and clean facility for the public to use. As part of the maintenance standards, the contractors are required to do a number of maintenance activities, and it's quite an extensive list, but, you know, basically cleaning up and making sure that the buildings are in good repair, trying to make sure that they clean up any damage that occurs through vandalism, various things like that, making sure that there's toilet paper, that the water is running, and those different things. So it's basically full maintenance to make sure that facility is kept as good as it can possibly be kept. And so those folks do that under the maintenance spec, and each of our rest areas, depending on the class or the size. So for the full service one, obviously we have running water, we have heat, we have a lot of things we have to watch. So those are inspected and scheduled to be maintained on a daily basis. When we get to the pit toilets, they're built and constructed to be very durable. So their buildings are basically little concrete buildings. So there's not a lot of moving parts and various things. So the maintenance on those is three times a week. And that is scheduled maintenance. So that's that they do the maintenance or they go out to those sites on those specific days. In addition to those scheduled maintenances, ministry staff as well as maintenance contractor staff, in the course of their regular duties moving about the district, stop in at these facilities regularly and randomly to try to determine and make sure that things are being kept tidy and clean. And if anyone at that point in time that they make that visit stop, and find something, we move as soon as possible to have that rectified. So, and again, I just need to stress that these are usually fairly remote, and so we're quite a distance from centers where we have our headquarters. So,
well, and I know this was not within your area, but we've been seeing these pictures from up near Terrace of smeared feces on a toilet seat and aspects of that, and other people have been sharing stories of this. How often do you see that sort of thing when you go to inspect one of these restrooms?
Unfortunately, too often. There is a fair bit of vandalism done to our facilities, and we really try hard to get out there and get there before folks, but there's no specific time in the day when that happens. And like I say, we do, as soon as we know it, either through scheduled visits, which we do, as I described, or through our random inspections, or even if the public gives us a heads up that they found it, we try to rectify it immediately. But it is not uncommon to find things like that. That one's a little bit out there because of the smearing of stuff. But we do tend to have some damage done and things that we have to deal with. So we really try to get there first. But again, we're quite an inventory and quite a distance. So we rely on those schedules and our random inspections and the public.
And if the public does come across something that they don't think is acceptable, what should they do?
For sure, they should get in contact with our maintenance contractors, and the 1-800 numbers are on the website, and Drive BC. You should be able to get in contact with them. If you're unable to do that, contact the ministry staff at your and we'll move on that as quickly as we can.
Ron, it's a dirty job. I'm glad that it's not me doing it. Best of luck as the summer season starts up.
Certainly appreciate your call, and like I said, we certainly are trying to provide the best service that we can.
That is Ron Marshall. Part of his job is taking care of the outhouses at rest stops along BC's highways. He works with the Ministry of Transportation.